This is Fresh Brew with me, Jason Vandermark.
I'm afraid to ask, how many of you have your Bibles today? How many of you got your phones with the Bible on? Amen. Amen. We are going to be in Genesis 32, and we are going to start with verse 24, give you a little bit of a highlight. How many of you know the story of Jacob and Esau? A little bit. Jacob and Esau were twins. Jacob come out just after Esau on the heels of. So Jacob's name literally means supplanter. It means deceiver. What a name to have, right? You know, hi, my name is Deceiver. Nice to meet you. But on the heels of. And so because Jacob come out on the heels of Esau, had this thing. But Jacob also, because his name was Deceiver, right? We know what happened with Jacob and Esau. That Jacob dressed up and put animal skins on and or fur or whatever and went to his father and deceived his father and stole Esau's inheritance, right? And yet somehow God said, and maybe I'm still trying to figure this one out a little bit. Somehow God said, Jacob I love, but Esau I hated. Now wait a minute. The deceiver I love, but Esau I hate. And you're going, okay, time out. What's all this about? So time passes. Jacob has his 12 sons, and they had moved out of the land. They're coming back into the land of Esau, and Jacob has to confront Esau and Esau's whatever lineage. And in the midst of that, Jacob has, he becomes afraid. So hang on to that. So Jacob becomes afraid. Somebody say afraid. Okay, Jacob becomes afraid, and so he divides his family, and his family goes out and in different sections, right? And so the next day, Jacob confronts Esau. But in the midst of that, in the midst of the camp, in the midst of where he was camping, this man comes, and he wrestles with Jacob. Now, last week, we talked about how if you believe in Jesus, if you are a follower of Jesus, you are a part of whose seed? Whose lineage? Remember? Yeah, Abraham. Okay, catch a hold of that because Jacob is Abraham's what? Grandson, right? So you have Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Are you following me? I'm sorry. Y'all awake? Okay. See, for those of you visiting, I like a church that talks, so I need some amens here. Or some hallelujahs, or Jason, your pants are unzipped. I don't care. Whatever you want to say, just say it. That was a little crude, but I had to check that. I get so afraid about those things. You know, you step up front in front of people. I had to use the restroom right before I come up, and I thought, you better, yeah. Is my mic on in the bathroom? That's a bad thing. Or you have to think about these things, right? Because not only is there however many people are in this church, but there are people online, and this goes out to YouTube and Facebook and everything else. And pretty soon you could have a pastor that, I don't know, you could come up with some story because it seems like Facebook and YouTube and everybody else comes up with all the stories that they want anyway, right? So they would come up with something there. Did I give you enough time to get to Genesis 32? Because I'm digging myself a hole here. So if you're part of Abraham's seed, then that means you are called Israel. We said that last week, right? If you're a part of Abraham's seed, you're called Israel. So this week I want to talk about what does it mean to become Israel? And the best place that I could come up with was this spot right here where Jacob wrestles with this man. It says this in verse 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, when he, the man, saw that he had not prevailed against him, Jacob, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go. This is Jacob talking. I will not let you go unless you do what? Bless me. Yeah. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Now I'm going to stop there for a minute. So Jacob's wrestling this guy. And Jacob has to know that this guy is not normal because he says, I will not let you go until you do what? That's a huge thing, guys. So if you can't just think, well, Jacob is just wrestling some guy that he doesn't know is God, because a little bit later on, he says, Jacob asked him and said, please tell me your name. But the guy says, why is it that you ask my name? And so he blessed him. And so Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, I have seen who face to face? God. I have seen God face to face. Now I'm going to stop there for a minute because God, he said, when God talked to Moses, we said this too a couple weeks ago. Moses was praying to God, show me your glory. And God said, I will let all my goodness pass by you. I'm going to preach over here with the lopsided people. God said, I will show you all my goodness, but what can't you see? My face, because if anybody looks on my face, they will do what? Die. So it's interesting that Jacob says, I have seen God face to, and my life has been preserved. So here you go. You have this, because God says to Moses, if you look on my face, you're going to surely die. Yet Jacob's fighting this guy, and he sees God face to face, and he's not dead. So who is this guy? Who is this guy that Jacob is fighting? I would submit to you this, Jesus. He just didn't know him as Jesus because Jesus, the name Jesus means salvation. And Jesus didn't come as Jesus, salvation, until it was time for the world to experience salvation, right? Yeah, okay, so catch a hold of this because this is the names are important. Jacob means what? Deceiver. And he's fighting this guy who I submit to you is Jesus, but he has not come in the name of Jesus. He's come in the name of God. He's come in the name of Yahweh. And he's fighting the deceiver. And the deceiver prevails. There are three things, maybe two or three things, that I want to pull from this scripture. If you're going to become Israel, there are a couple things that you need to know. First of all, you need to know who it is you're serving. So who is the God that you serve? Not only who is the God that you serve, but what attributes of God are there to be had? What do you need to know about the God that you serve? Do you know the promises of the God that you serve? Do you know that God is a provider? Do you know that God is a healer? Do you know that God is your banner? The Bible says Adonai Nisi, right? Moses was fighting in battle and they won the battle. And he said, he built an altar and he called it Adonai Nisi. The Lord is my banner. In other words, the Lord watches over me. The Lord cares for me. The Lord has a plan for my life. Do you know this about the God that you serve? That the Lord has everything written out for you. And that when we talked about Genesis, in Genesis chapter 1, I'm so glad. Oh, don't leave. I like the sound of a baby in the church. Amen. So we have Genesis chapter 1, and I said, it's from the beginning of time to the end of time. God has already been there. Do you know that the God that you serve has already been there? He already knows the outcome of all things. Because he's been there. Do you know this about the God that you serve? So Jacob, he's fighting this guy, right? And he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. So because he knows who he's fighting. He knows who he is up against. And he's really not up against him. He's fighting him for whatever reason. This God chooses to come down and fight Jacob. And Jacob knows who he's fighting. How many of you in sports, you play sports, how many of you know your opponent? Sean, maybe that's Ayersville's problem. You know your opponent, don't you? You know what you're up against. And you know Because you're watching. Maybe you've seen tapes. Maybe you've seen games. Maybe you've watched how they play. You know their playbook. You know how they move. You watch. So you know what you're up against. You know what you're fighting. Jacob knew who he was fighting. And he knew that he would not let go until God blessed him. Because he knows that that is who God is. Do you know the God that you're striving with? Do you also know his promises? Do you know what he has in store for you? Not just what was written long ago, but do you know that because you're a part of Abraham's seed, that you're not only inheritance to eternal life, but you have an inheritance to the promises that were given to Abraham. Remember, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who come against you, who curse you. So those are the blessings that God has for you too. The promises for Abraham are the promises for you. The Bible said that Abraham never got to see the promises. Because you know who the promises were for? Everybody should raise their hand. Look at your neighbor and say, the promises are for me. Because I'm Abraham's seed, and that's what this is all about, is learning who you are then also. You're not only knowing the God that you serve, but you're knowing who you are to God. And God loves you. God knows you. He knew you from your mother's womb. And he said, I have set you apart for my glory. I've called you. And the calling, thank God, the calling is irrevocable. Somebody say irrevocable. Irrevocable. This means that if God has called you, you're in it. If God has called you, you are here. You are stuck. Amen. You are stuck with it. And the Bible says that absolutely nothing can snatch you from the hand of God. Right? So you know now not only the God that you serve, but you got to know who you are. Do you know that you have the promises of God? Do you know that you have, that when you pray to God and you're asking for healing, do you know that God has that promise for you? Do you know that? Do you know that when you're praying for God and you're praying to God and you're asking him to take control of this situation in your life that seems like it's out of control, do you know that God does that for you? He's already been there. He saw things from the beginning of time. Do you know that about God? Because I think that that's where we get mixed up. We start throwing prayers like they're darts and hoping it hits the bullseye. How many of you are dart? Anybody like to throw darts? Are you good at it? Iffy. So it's almost a game of luck, right? Almost. I mean, you got to have a little bit of skill with dart. But where that dart goes, it's like a shot in the dark. That's how we throw prayers up. This is a shot in the dark. This is my only hope here. God, I'm hoping that you're hearing me. I'm hoping that you're listening. And I'm just going to pray, Lord, you just take over this situation because, man, it just seems way out of control and I don't know where else to turn. So you're my only hope, Lord. Here's hoping that you're actually hearing me. Here's hoping that you're actually... No, I am Abraham's seed. I am a part of the promises of God. I know that when I pray, that God is going to hear me. I know that when I pray, God is going to take control of the situation because he's been there. I know that when I pray that I can have an expectation that God is going to do a work in my life. I have that expectation. Might not look how I think it should look, but God is doing a work in my life because nothing can take me from the hand of the Lord. Right? And if nothing can take me from the hand of the Lord, then nothing can take me from the promises of God. If nothing can take me from the hand of the Lord, nothing can take me from the plan of God that he has for my life. Even my own stupidity, even my own desire to do something different. Think about Jonah. If the calling was out there, the calling was irrevocable, right? God said to Jonah, you're going to do this. And Jonah, like every other spoiled child, said, I don't want to. I'm going to do this over here. Well, guys, what happened when you disobeyed your parents? How'd it turn out for you? They keep going. You're going to have to up your game. But God took Jonah and he said, no. If you're going to disobey, you're going to go through some things. But you are going to go and do what I have called. Somebody say called. What I have called you to do. The calling is irrevocable. Nothing can take you from the plans of the Lord. Nothing can take you from the promises of the Lord. And here was the beautiful part of this. He looks at Jacob and he says, what's your name? And Jacob says, my name is what? Jacob. My name is deceiver. My name is supplanter. My name is on the heels of. I feel like I'm always behind somebody. So I had to deceive my brother out of his inheritance. My name is deceiver. And God said to him, no longer is your name Jacob, but you are called who? But then what does he say? Because you have striven with God, you have fought with God, and you have prevailed. Catch a hold of that, because Jesus said it like this later on. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Yeah, and then in other translations or in other passages rather, he says, keep asking and you will. Keep seeking and you will. Keep knocking and the door. Keep doing it. It didn't say a one-time deal, guys. He said, keep doing it. Keep asking and you will. Fight with God. I am not leaving here until you. I'm not leaving here. I'm not letting go until you. Because I am Abraham's seed. I am entitled. And this sounds bold and proud, but because of Jesus Christ, I am entitled. Somebody say entitled. Look at your neighbor and say, I am entitled. Wives, if it's your husband, you can slap him later, okay? Because I'm sure that their head's getting really big. I am entitled to the promises of God. I am entitled to the blessing of God. And I'm not talking about God's going to give you billions of dollars and a private jet and a huge home and a nice car or whatever. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the blessings, the provision of the Lord. Everything that he has said that he has for you in this book, it is for you. And you say to God, I'm not letting go until you bless me. And so God says, that's fine. I am taking away your sin. I'm taking away the thing that has labeled you, Jacob. I'm taking away the name deceiver. I'm taking away the name supplanter. I'm taking away that thing where you think I'm always on the heels of. I'm always under the shadow of my brother. I'm always in this. Everybody's got this eye of scrutiny on me, right? Everybody's got this lens on me and I should be a certain way or whatever. I'm taking that away from you, and I am calling you Israel because you have fought with me, not against me. You have fought with me, and you have prevailed. How many of you know that when you are with God, not against him, but when you are with God, you will prevail? Yeah. Amen. When I am with God, I will prevail. Now, there was a nice little price to pay. Because it says that the man touched his socket, right? And so Jacob from that point on had to walk with a cane because of his thigh. That's a small price to pay for a blessing from God, right? That little thing is a small price to pay for the huge blessing of God. For God to tell you, no longer are you your past. No longer are you rooted in fear. No longer are you rooted in that situation. No longer are you rooted in your past at all. You are Israel. And you, in this room, are Israel. Because you are Abraham's seed. Because you are in Christ Jesus. And because of that, you have the promises, you have the provision, and you have the plan of God. And you can move forward with God knowing that he's got you. You can move forward with God knowing that God will fight your battles. You can move forward with God knowing that he will lead you through the Red Sea, figuratively speaking. You can move forward knowing that when the enemy tries to attack you, that if you would raise your hands, like Moses, remember they had to keep his hands up. If you would do that in the glory of the Lord, that he would fight your battles. When the enemy tries to come against you, the Lord will fight your battles. Let that sink in for a second. I think about everything you're going through right now. That the Lord will fight your battles. He'll make it work the way it's supposed to work.
You know, I think a lot of us right now are being attacked by the devil. I think a lot of us are being placed in a position where we're going through some things that we never thought we'd go through. I think some of us are going through some major battles right now. I think the devil is on the loose attacking, and he's attacking hard. But at the end of the day, I know that God has a plan, he's got a purpose, and he's got a promise for our lives. So if you've been listening to this message and you're going through some pretty tough times, whatever they are, I first want to pray for your strength. I want to pray for your healing, and I want to pray that you have the knowledge and the ability to walk in those three things, the plan, the purpose, and the promise of God. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you so much for the person listening today. I pray that as they're listening right now, that they align with this prayer, and Lord, that they believe with full faith that you have a plan and a promise and a purpose for their life. And whatever they're going through, Lord, I pray for their healing in this moment, whether they are physically struggling with something going on in their body, whether it's their back, whether it's their neck. Somebody might have some heart troubles. Somebody has some anxieties going on that's causing some stress issues in their body. Somebody has fear. Lord, whatever it is that they're going through, Lord, I just pray right now that you would release them from that. I pray that you would take what is going on in their body, Lord, and I would pray that you would loose them from those things, loose their body from it. Father, I pray that you would watch over them. I pray that you would minister to their heart and their mind, and I pray that as they are navigating the road ahead, that they understand that you've already been there, that you've got a purpose, that if they move in faith, if they take that step forward, that the Bible says that you would fight their battles. Be still and know that you are God and that you will fight their battles, but they got to move forward in faith. And I pray that they would move forward in faith. I pray that they would have that kind of desire, and Lord, that they would just take that step forward. Father, we're going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, moms. Feeling overwhelmed, under-caffeinated, or just craving some real connection? Introducing Mom Connect, your local lifeline to friendship, support, and sanity. Whether you're a new mom, a working mom, a seasoned mom, or somewhere in between, Mom Connect is where real conversations and real friendships begin. The monthly meetups are on the third Wednesday of the month because motherhood's amazing, but it's better when we do it together. And bonus, childcare is provided. Join Mom Connect today. Let's laugh, cry, vent, and grow together. Mom Connect. You're not alone. You're a mom, and you're connected.
Visit a2cchurch.com for more details.
You've been listening to Fresh Brew with me, Pastor Jason Vandermark.
Hey, this is Pastor Jason. I wanted to invite you to our Sunday service at 9:30 a.m. It's low-key, come as you are. We're a pretty down-to-earth crowd. We come and worship and sing his praises. We dive into the Word of God, and we hang out and have fun. Not sure about it yet? Check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Join in on a live stream and see what we're about. While you're at it, check us out on the web at a2cchurch.com. That's A, the number 2, cchurch.com. Hope to see you soon.